The expressed views of the guests on this podcast are theirs alone and not necessarily endorsed by the host, TWBC, or any associated sponsor. Conversations that are robust yet balanced, on point and to the point. You are listening to The Talk of Tournament Water Skiing. This is the TWBC podcast. And now, here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
So here we are at the battle for 2022 at Caiaphas. We've got Aaron Davies, arrived at this site not too long ago. What do you reckon to it so far?
It's a really cool site, actually. Never skied on like salty water before, on like brackish water. I had a set this morning and it felt really good. Really enjoyed it.
Any changes that you have to make, any adjustments out there between what you did in practice to your first competitive set, which I believe will be on Saturday?
I changed my binding position very slightly, just more for the warmer water compared to England. That's what I've been training this week. But yeah, that's just binding position mainly. Everything else stays the same.
Okay, so you skied San Gervasio, you're about to ski this competition, you're looking for some consistency. What kind of score do you reckon is gonna do it for you?
I mean, there's no question about it. I'm looking to run that 39 pass, that 10.7 pass. That's my goal, from this year, is to be putting a competitive score down, which is, 2 or 3 on 41 on the 10.25 pass. So that's my goal for this set.
Best of luck to you, Aaron Davies.
Thanks, Tony.
Okay, so I've got Will Asher at the battle for 2022. You've had a chance to practice, do some clinics and some other stuff over the last few days. How's it been so far?
This has been a week I've needed for many years. It's been one of those special weeks where everyone here at Caiaphas has looked after us beyond belief. Just made us feel very welcome. The skiing's been fantastic. We just got back from a trip to the waterfalls, and it's just been kind of one of those trips where you just feel good inside, and you feel good about what we're doing, and you feel good about the future.
Okay, just kind of give us an overview of what that waterfall experience was like, because I actually went up there yesterday with the TWBC crew, and I tell you, 250 pounds with these legs, with this level of fitness, it was a struggle. What about for you?
Yes, I mean, it's supposed to be a rest day, and you end up kind of hiking around a little bit, but it was well worth it. We got there, the water felt magical. We jumped off some cliffs and just had a special day. We're all there together, we're all having fun, we're all bonding. It was just a cool day.
Okay, tell us if you've made any changes to what you typically run on with your ski, or anything physically or with the ski itself to prepare for brackish water.
I didn't change anything with my ski. Nothing really with the technique. It's just when the water feels a little bit soft, you don't necessarily feel like you can push like you'd want to in, say, firmer water. So it's maybe just being a little bit tighter with the body and just making sure you hit the right spot in the course. But nothing really changed. It's just kind of the same stuff.
So maybe easing up a little bit on that famous Will Asher slide on 2.46 to get the background. Just try and ease off a little bit on that to stay on top of the water, yeah?
Yeah, it's just, certain parts, you have to try and prioritize certain parts of the course. So, when the weather or the conditions change, you can get away with certain things in certain places and not in others. So just changing it around, trying to make the most of what you can do.
And for the first time in a long time since I started doing these podcast episodes with Will Asher, he's actually happy. Congrats. Best of luck to you going forwards, Will Asher.
Thanks so much, Tony.
All right, Jamie Bull here at the battle for 2022. Just come back from a bit of an excursion away to a local waterfalls. How was that for you?
Absolutely amazing, Tony. Greece has been just super wonderful so far. Everyone's been really welcoming, taking care of us. We're getting to see some awesome places. We went to Olympia yesterday, got to see all the ancient ruins from the first Olympics, which happened like 300 BC. And then today went to some waterfalls, which was beautiful. So having an amazing time here.
Will said in his interview clip that this was a much needed change of direction, a much needed distraction from the hustle and bustle of being on the pro tour and that kind of stuff in skiing. Do you kind of agree that these kind of things are absolutely essential to performing at the level that you expect to perform?
100%. I mean, we're on the go for many weeks at a time, and you're traveling and you're doing all this stuff, and it gets really tiring and really wearing on you. So to show up to a place a week early, have everyone welcome you in and take care of you for the week, and then be able to go and, you know, kind of get away from the lake for a little bit and go and see some different things. It's I think it's super important. We travel the world. It's nice to see parts of the world, and it's nice to like take a step away from the lake and rest your mind and kind of rest your body and do something else.
All right, let's talk about water, on the water. You've skied here for a few times. You've done some clinics and that kind of stuff. You've helped quite a few skiers whilst you've been here. What has been your snap assessment of the water and the conditions and any changes that you've needed to make, or whether you've needed to make any kind of changes?
I think everywhere you go is a little different, right? So you're always adapting. I haven't changed anything settings-wise or, you know, really technique-wise or anything like that. I've just been out here. We've been lucky to take a couple sets here, get used to the water. It's a bit different. It has some salt in it, some other minerals in it. So it's pretty warm out here, but it's skiing well, and it's a beautiful place. So I'm excited for the weekend.
And the very best of luck to you going forwards in the battle for 2022. Jamie Ball, the world champion.
Thanks, Tony.
So coming to us from Italy and taking a recent excursion to a nearby waterfalls, this is Alicia Bagnoli. How are you doing?
Hi, good, Tony. Yeah, today we went to the waterfalls. I was about an hour and a half from the site. Honestly, the best experience in a long time. It was so beautiful. The water was freezing, so that was like a cold therapy for my body. Well needed with the heat here, so I loved it.
Tell me this. Who was driving the vehicle, and was it scary?
So Matteo Luzzeri was driving the vehicle, and he was following Will Asher's car. So there was kind of a little bit of a racing going on there. Not too scary, a little bit sketchy, but all safe and sound here.
Worth it in the end?
Yeah, definitely. I loved it, and I wish I could do it again anytime soon.
Okay, these kinds of excursions, these kind of distractions, according to Will, are always welcome. You know, he said as much that for the first time in many, many years, he actually feels good about what he's going to do out there on the water with this battle. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it takes a little bit the mind away. You know, you hang out with a lot of people, you have fun. Anyway, you would have stayed at the lake with the heat, so just you know, get tired. So that was definitely a cool day before the tournament.
Excellent stuff. So back to what's gonna happen on the water. How do you feel it's gonna pan out tomorrow?
I hope good. Honestly, like, today was great. It took a little bit the mind away, as I was saying before, so it's not that I was thinking much about the tournament. So tonight I'm gonna go back to the hotel and let's say focus on that, and you know, I feel good. The lake is perfect. It skis really well. It's soft, so hopefully it's gonna go well. Three rounds, so you know, a lot of rounds to understand the water, and then finals on Sunday.
Excellent stuff, and best of luck to you going forwards in the Caiaphas battle.
Thanks, Tony.
So another skier from Italy, Beatrizia Iani, gone to the waterfalls, much like everyone else did today. Welcome distraction from the water.
Yeah, it was an amazing day. We had so much fun, and yeah, the water was really cold, so actually restored the body. So it was pretty good time.
So some healing properties, enough to kind of heal the shoulder a little bit, and maybe produce that once in a lifetime performance here in Greece.
Yeah, let's hope. Like, mainly my hands, because I have.
Oh wow! Yeah, you busted those up. Yeah. They're pretty hard.
So yeah, I hope I restore myself enough for tomorrow.
All right then. Speaking about your practices on the water, you've had a chance to ski it. You've probably skied here before. I'm not too sure whether you have or not. But what were your first impressions about how your ski reacted and how you reacted to the water here at Caiaphas?
It's my first time here, so I skied yesterday. Water felt great, and even the boat, I really liked it. So yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. I really liked it. I enjoyed it.
Excellent stuff. We wish you the best of luck going forwards, Beatrizia Iani.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
All right, so Ali Nicholson, having only taken one practice set here before the battle, how do you feel out there on the water?
Yeah, so I actually got the new ski when I got here in Greece. So I did take one practice set over near Athens and then one practice set here. The water here is definitely pretty thick, pretty slow, so it'll be interesting. Luckily, we have three rounds before the final to get kind of used to it. So,
have you ever been used to skiing in brackish water before? And No,
not really. Not much practice in brackish water.
Okay, so what have you been doing between San Gervasio now? Because I understand that your bloke made it back to the United States, and now the relief crew has come in because apparently Ali Nicholson can't travel around Europe on her own.
No, I just have family that likes to sightsee as much as I do. So we actually ran to catch the train Sunday night after San Gervasio to go to Venice. And Michael and I stayed in Venice, and we did Venice on Monday. And then he left Tuesday morning. I came to Athens. Mom and I did Athens, did the Acropolis and all of that on Tuesday or Wednesday. And then today we actually went and saw the waterfalls. I'm not even going to try to pronounce them, but they were beautiful. So big group of almost all of the pro skiers went today and went hiking up in the mountains to these wonderful waterfalls and ice cold water, and it was amazing.
All right, then, and wishing you the best of luck going forwards, Ali Nicholson here at the battle.
Thank you, Tony.
So, in Greece, for the battle on 2022, Corey Vaughn out of Bumpus, Virginia. How are you feeling today?
Oh, I'm great, Tony. We just had an amazing adventure off to this very magical place with waterfalls and some cliff jumping. And we had all of us athletes together, and just a great opportunity to do something aside from skiing, enjoy each other's company, kind of build those friendships. Had an amazing meal, like every meal has been here. And now we're going to rest it out and get ready for the battle tomorrow.
How important is it for you and others, and especially Will, because he said that he hasn't felt this good going into a competition for like years, to have that kind of distraction before you go out there and do a battle out there on the water?
Yeah, I'm one that always tries to make the trips like this to a new country a full experience, not just being at the lake and skiing. And George here has taken it upon himself to really make sure that we get around and see Greece, experience the food, experience the culture, and to bring the athletes together in that way. I mean, I really do feel like I've deepened some friendships. And yeah, having your mind off the competition all day today, it's wonderful. I think for sure I'm going to ski better tomorrow because of it.
And have you had to make any adjustments to the brackish water at all, or are you still staying the same as you did in San Gervasio?
It does feel a little bit different. Not going to reveal all of my cards. I made a very small tweak to my ski, and I actually haven't been on it yet. I'm just trusting my gut, and we're going to see if it pays off tomorrow.
Excellent stuff, and best of luck to you, Corey Vaughn, for the battle in Greece in 2022.
Thanks, Tony. Looking forward to it.
So, Freddie Winter, you come into this battle in Greece having rested after sustaining a bit of an injury prior to San Gervasio. How are things looking for you so far?
Good. I'm having a really, really good time. It's an amazing place. Good people. Really is a special week. I've had a sneaky look at my place on the standings, the Pro Tour rankings. I'm pretty low, so I'm hoping for a good result. Pull me back up this weekend, get me back in the fight for the year. I wouldn't say I'm firing on all cylinders, but I'm, you know, hoping I can do some good stuff when it counts after a couple of practice rides. So yeah, we'll see how we go.
One would say that you probably have a little bit of an edge going into this event, because in your formative years you've skied in Port Ellie, which is water that has a high mineral content, thus being salt. And this venue here, although not quite as salty, still presents challenges for those who are unprepared for it. Would you comment further on that?
Yeah, I'd say that the water here is not very fast. Like, Port Ellie is salt. I mean, it's salty and fast. It's good water, but here it's super slow. As anyone who, every single skier that's come through here this week has gone, oh, it's so slow here. So yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I didn't ski for a couple weeks before I got here. It feels good to me. I mean, I haven't done anything, like I say, too crazy in practice, but I wouldn't say I have an edge, but I'm excited to ski. I think we're going to see good scores, and yeah, it's going to be a great event.
So, coming off the dock, what are your keys going into the slalom course? Whenever you pull out for the gates, opening pass, which I'm sure is going to be 13 meters, what are you going to key on?
I'm going to try and, you know, same old stuff. Pull out wide for the gate, get in, get a bit of pressure through my feet before hitting the first wake and get a swing out into one and then kind of do what I do from there. I'll play it by ear. I'm still sort of relearning skiing after a couple of weeks away, as ridiculous as it does sound. I mean, maybe I'm stupid, but I feel like every time I miss a week of skiing, I lose a lot of balance, but I'll figure it out. I'm excited to see how we go. It's going to be a good few rounds. I've got three rounds before the final. Don't know if I'll take all of those, but it's going to be good.
Excellent stuff. Wishing you the best of luck going forwards here at the Battle for 2022. Freddie Winter.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.